My name is Corey Martin. I teach physical science and biology.
Corey Martin teaches in the Bentonville School District. This summer, she was one of about a dozen teachers participating in the two-week-long Northwest Arkansas Writing Project that took place on the University of Arkansas campus. The project marked 25 years this July. It's 2 weeks set aside for teachers to write some more, share their writing, then write more. The idea? The writing can help teachers explore better ways to teach and communicate better in the classroom. Corey Martin says since she's a science teacher, she was surprised that she was invited to take part in a writing project.
I got an email saying someone had recommended me. I honestly thought about emailing them back and asking if they meant to send this to like a different Corey, perhaps. Like maybe it was just like a wrong mailing list thing. I also taught AP research last year, and so it did go through my head. I wondered if maybe someone in the district had signed me up to make me more of a writing teacher.
Well, turns out the 2022 Northwest Arkansas Writing Project made a big impact on her.
I definitely think so. I've gotten some great ideas about different creative things that we can do to sort of model some of those creative processes that you see like in like arts classes and language classes. I'm actually going to read you something about something I'm really passionate about, which is like storytelling in science and how we can kind of bring that to like engage students who are like that, who are kind of like afraid of how technical science can seem.
Storytelling, including biographies, parables, fables, legends, helped us understand people, concepts, and places better for millennia. And Corey says storytelling, done the right way, can certainly grab attention.
I know that my ninth graders in particular will splice up anytime I say, like, hey, this could kill you. So I really love those things, too, like just really graphic, kind of macabre things. If they can find out about like that or explosions or dinosaurs or all the kind of staples of things that you liked as a kid and were interested in, if we can bring those things in, then they're great hooks.
Last month, Corey read us part of an essay that she wrote to help us all identify a little bit more with science and scientists.
All science teachers have a favorite scientist, and therefore they have a favorite story connecting them to their students. My favorite is Alfred Russel Wallace, whom even educators fail to recognize. Wallace was the co-discoverer of the theory of natural selection. While Darwin is a household name, Wallace co-authored the original paper read to the Linnaean Society of London. 15 years Darwin's junior, he was a British naturalist who first went to the Amazon to collect fossils and samples, contracted malaria, lost his brother, and then spent 10 days shipwrecked, having lost all of said samples. Instead of lamenting his fate while delirious and shipwrecked, he recounted in his journal the brilliance of a meteor shower and cataloged the colors of a new bird species. For me, he summed up what a scientist is supposed to be. Someone who makes observations and appreciates the marvel that they are. Wallace later visited the Malay archipelago and contracted malaria again. Hallucinating and feverish, he makes the connection between his observations and how species adapt to their natural environments. He wrote a letter to the illustrious Darwin, who immediately panics. Who is this young nobody who dreamt up his theory on an island chain he's never heard from while apparently suffering from a tropical fever? How is he going to publish his paper now? When I tell this story to students, they're enthralled with the fate and implications of both Darwin and Wallace. They have a hard time believing that Wallace was willing to give Darwin most of the glory and largely feel that he's been cheated by both his peers and history itself. When I tell them that Wallace did it because he was more interested in educating people for its own sake more than the credit, that he was in awe of the natural world and its myriad of variations, I see on my students' face an echo of that same enthusiasm. There are things they too want to know just for the sake of knowing. Now picture Darwin. You've probably imagined an 18th century portrait. There's a white guy with a long gray beard and a serious face. You might imagine he spent most of his time in a laboratory surrounded by vials of intimidating substances in a windowless room. The words Galapagos, finches, natural selection might float up from your subconscious as you try to repress memories of high school biology spent in a similar windowless room on a black lab table. That is my students' impression of Darwin too, and while it's accurate, it's not precise and it's not very interesting. Instead, Darwin was the third son of a wealthy family in England. As a third son, he suffered the ultimate hashtag first world problems of the English gentry called what to do with his life. He wasn't going to inherit, and while his father would have preferred him become a doctor, he found medical science to be icky. He wanders along a dock and finds a captain looking for a gentleman scholar to accompany him on his journey around the world. Darwin immediately signs up for a long gap year. And that gap year, he'll do some impressive research with adaptive radiation amongst species in the Galapagos Islands, but he'll also spend some time just hurling marine iguanas by their tails into the encroaching surf. See how much more interesting Darwin becomes as a person. Our students can understand all of these things. Fear of disappointing parents, searching for purpose, escaping the responsibilities in favor of adventure. Humanizing scientists is an entryway into the curriculum for many students who might otherwise feel bored or intimidated. Furthermore, students are more likely to remember an interesting story and therefore understand the consequences of that scientist's discoveries or inventions. Embedded within the marine iguana story, we can talk about species adaptation, island biogeography, and natural selection, but it's also just a funny image of that same boring bearded guy hurling 3-foot-long lizards.
Corey Martin is a science teacher in the Bentonville School District. She was just one of the teachers we spent time with this summer during the Northwest Arkansas Writing Project. Over the next few weeks, we'll hear from more of those teachers right here on Ozarks at Large.